We all hope and pray that there isn't a violent act at the beginning of the new Joker movie, but just the worry that there may be has me contemplating the proverbial chicken or egg first question. I really liked the 2012 movie The Dark Knight Rises, but I didn't see that Batman movie until it came to cable. I don't remember if that's because I rarely go to movie theaters or because of what happened on its opening night in a theater outside Denver.
Battalion 1 on a shooting, Century Theaters, 14.
A man opened fire in that theater, killing 12 people and injuring 70. Now Joker, another Batman-related movie having its opening this weekend, has people worried that something similar may happen. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security actually sent out a joint intelligence bulletin to local law enforcement that said while they have no specific or credible threats, threats have been posted on social media. Local chain Harkins Theater assuring moviegoers that they've put increased security in place. Joker is described as a gritty character study of a man disregarded by society. Will this violent movie motivate people who are marginalized by society in a real world, feel a stronger impulse to take their anger out on innocent people because the Joker does so in his make-believe movie? People have argued for years that violence in movie begets actual violence. Or, if another terrible crime is perpetrated in a movie theater this weekend, will the perpetrator's sick mind have gotten its motivation from 2012's Sick in the Head Shooter? The mind or the movie? The chicken or the egg? Don't know. I just hope that the Joker's producers aren't eating up the idea that there's no such thing as bad publicity. Because that's really sick.